Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. More than a week after floodwaters forced them from their homes, Shiocton residents got their first look at the damage left behind yesterday. People had to drive through some still flooded streets after the Wolf River reached record-breaking flood levels during last week's severe storms. Police are reminding people to drive slowly as they begin cleanup efforts. Tomorrow will be a major cleanup day for the community. Shiocton Police Chief Sarah Knapp says numerous volunteers are coming to the village with equipment to haul away debris and do a mass cleanup. Shiocton reopened one day after New London reopened its downtown following the historic flooding. Outagamie County has opened a one-stop shop to help people affected by the flooding. The Resource Center in Black Creek brings multiple agencies together in one location to help with disaster relief, public health, insurance resources, and more. We Energies said they plan to have natural gas restored to homes and businesses affected by the flooding by the end of the day yesterday. Oral arguments have begun at the Wisconsin State Supreme Court over access to sensitive voter data. Conservative group Wisconsin Voter Alliance wants notices of voting eligibility to be made publicly accessible, with voting rights advocacy groups saying that's a violation of privacy. Liberal justices on the court pushed back on some of the WVA's arguments, with Justice Rebecca Dollett saying everything about this statute is geared toward making sure that people have that information protected. A decision from the state's highest court will likely not come for the next few months. The jury finds an Oconto Falls doctor guilty of committing child pornography crimes. The verdict was split in court yesterday after the four-day federal trial. The jury found Dr. Isaiah Scopino guilty of 5 counts of production, possession, and transportation of child pornography. They returned not guilty verdicts for 3 additional counts of production of child pornography. Scopino is accused of sexually abusing a toddler, recording the abuse, and uploading the video to social media. He testified on his own behalf regarding photos and videos of graphic material. The doctor said he doesn't even remember some of the pictures being taken or who took them. Prosecutors say Scopino crossed the line under the guise of medical exams. Sentencing is set for July. A proposed federal change has drawn concern from Governor Tony Evers over land in northern Wisconsin's Shequamegon-Nicolet National Forest. Evers says rescinding the roadless rule could open nearly 70,000 acres to more logging and road construction. He says the protected areas are some of the forest's most remote and least disturbed lands, and they help protect streams and watersheds. Evers is also calling on federal officials to work more closely with tribal leaders before making any decision. Smash Mouth is coming to Kimberly. The popular pop rock band will perform a free concert at Paperfest this year, according to festival organizers. The Grammy-nominated band is known for songs like Walking on the Sun, I'm a Believer, and All Star. Smash Mouth takes the stage on July 16th. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin's Attorney General is taking aim at several major online platforms, accusing them of running illegal sports betting in the state. Josh Call announced a lawsuit against companies including Robinhood, Coinbase, Kalshi, and Crypto.com, saying they allow bets outside Wisconsin's legal system. The companies have not fully responded. Wisconsin recently approved online sports betting, but only through tribal partnerships authorized by the governor. Lawmakers on both sides are reacting after Sarah Rodriguez suggested working on a state budget behind a curtain before being sworn in as governor. Some Democrats and Republicans say it raises concerns about secrecy, while her campaign says it's about early coordination, not the official budget process. Rodriguez says she wants to avoid division and move quickly on policies that help people. Others, including Governor Evers' office, say public input should remain a key part of building the budget. A long-running Wisconsin debate tradition is returning this year with a live broadcast ahead of the governor's race. The WBA Foundation will hold the debate October 9th at 7 p.m., with Milwaukee PBS producing and stations across the state airing it. Eligible candidates will be invited, and more details are expected soon. An announcement has poured out of UW-Eau Claire. Edwin Martini set to become chancellor at the school this summer. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents approved his appointment, and he will take over on July 1st. Martini currently serves as provost at UW Oshkosh and has held several leadership roles in higher education. School leaders say he brings a collaborative style and strong experience. Martini says he's excited to build on the university's momentum and connect with the campus community. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. The crew coming off a 5-4 loss to the Tigers yesterday. Pat Murphy says the Brewers still missing guys like Jackson Chourio, Christian Yelich at bat.
Everybody's aware of where our injury situation is, and it's great to see the guys go out and compete and battle every time. And I mean, I think they can be proud of a lot of things they did today, but it didn't go our way.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have a new head coach. 41-year-old Taylor Jenkins takes over after 6 years as the head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. The NFL draft continues tonight. Did the Packers have any offers last night to trade up into the first round? Brian Gutekunst.
Not really. You know, again, we didn't really expect for that to happen. To get up into the first round was going to be quite expensive.
Wayne Larrabee.
You know, when you're picking day two, 52nd pick in the draft, it's hard because you just don't know who's going to be there.
That's Packers announcer Wayne Larrabee with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Scattered showers and thunderstorms during the first half of the day, then gradually increasing sunshine with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cleared tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Mostly sunny on Saturday, a comfortable day with high temperatures in the mid-60s.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.